very, very, very easy to control the available materials and the price of goods and services. And this is a serious challenge to the notion of free market capitalism. And at the same time, the free market capitalists pretend like this is not a significant force. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. But before we go any further in that conversation, I need to ask you to do something very, very important. Today, right now, a very generous donor has made a commitment to KBOO of a matching grant of $500. So every dollar you give us, every dime you give us, every $20 you give us, every $100 you give us is matched up to $500. So your support is doubled automatically. It's an anonymous gift. We can't tell you who the generous member is, but it's a very great opportunity. And we're moving to the end of our pledge drive, and we're hoping very much that you will make this effort, this plea, this rational argument for KBOO a success. And all you have to do to make it work, all you have to do is make a pledge. It can be any amount, $20, $60, $100, whatever you can afford. And remember, every dollar you give is doubled. So call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 right now. Let's make the phones ring off the hook. They don't even have hooks on phones anymore. 877-500-5266. Doing that ensures the continued existence of independent progressive radio in a marketplace that is ever more crowded by monopoly capital. This is not, we're not exaggerating, we're not prevaricating, we're not in any way lying to you. We're telling you the truth. This station in the Portland metro area is the only station that actually gives you independent, left-wing, progressive radio. And without us, you think, well, it won't matter. But you won't know about a lot of stuff. And you won't hear Amy Goodman in the mornings. And you won't hear her at 4. And you won't hear a lot of things.
Like commercials.
Yeah, that's the thing. We have our commercials 3 times a year, and this is one of them. So, Abe?
Yeah?
Do you want to talk a little bit about monopoly capital and the cable, the new takeover of cable?
I think the cable part of this is more important than the internet part of this is more important than the cable TV part of this.
Can you explain?
I can. I think that access to the internet is becoming, in the modern age, a more or less indispensable thing. There is something out there called the digital divide, which describes the fortunes of those households who are able to go online at will versus those who are not. You miss out on all sorts of things, on news and information. You miss out on the ability to look for work in a timely way. For example, there are all sorts of advantages that are conferred by online access in the home that a lot of families miss out on, mostly because they can't afford it. So what does this merger mean for that? Well, this will turn, Comcast is already the largest provider of broadband internet service in the country. Mm-hmm. This will expand their reach even further into all of New York State, for example, all of Ohio, a number of markets in the South, a number of markets in California that they haven't been in yet, and will extend their internet fingers into more and more households. Now, on the one hand, you might say, you know, isn't that a good thing? Wouldn't that lead to streamlined service? Well, if the history of monopoly capitalism is any indicator, that's not the case at all. It's going to lead to less choice for consumers than that's already there. And choice in internet provision is already minimal. It will lead to slower advances in technology. For why would a company pay to upgrade its internet grid, for example, when there isn't any other competition?
Yeah, well, you know, Europe actually has a better, faster internet supplier.
Yes,
in each country than we do.
It's cheaper and it reaches more homes, and they have better mobile phone provision as well.
Yeah.
For similar reasons. So what this is essentially is a big blow to internet access across the United States. It's going to lead to higher prices, it's going to lead to fewer options, and it's going to lead to slower advances in the overall technology of the system.
Well, is this a done deal or what?
It more or less is. I don't anticipate any resistance from Obama's Federal Trade Commission. I really don't.
You seem to be implying that Obama is a bit of a disappointment on these issues.
Obama is a bit of a disappointment on lots of issues, but that's a story for another time.
Okay. Well, look, folks, you're hearing here an important set of facts. And I guess I want to use this point to make another point, very important one. If you would all care, obviously you're listening to us, so you'd care to some degree. If you'd all care about the future of information in the United States and the future of other kinds of content in the United States, like, you know, television shows, plays, things like MSNBC with its critical view of politics, things like HBO movies with their half-naked people, and all the important things that drive us to watch TV. And if you are concerned about the realities of our times, you owe it to yourself not only to write letters and oppose this merger, but beyond that, to give money significantly to stations and alternatives, typical of which is KBOO.
Yeah.
90.7 FM, what you're listening to right now. And, you know, amazingly, just by coincidence, today's show has a $500 match.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
What does
goodness.
That mean?
Well, it means that every dollar you give is worth $2, up to $500.
Is it magic?
It's not magic. It's the generous giving of an anonymous person who really cares about news and information at KBOO.
Well, that's pretty cool.
I think it's very cool. But it only is working if you out there, who maybe already have given some, give some more. Those of you who haven't given yet, come on. This is an incredible opportunity to make this station more successful, to help it survive, to keep it operating. You know, this place costs, what, like $80 an hour or something like that? I can't even remember.
Something like that.
Yeah. A lot of money. And in order for that to happen, it takes people like you. We do not have government grants. We do not have corporate sponsors. You may not notice that we don't have any advertising. But we don't. And in order for this to happen for us, we have to beg and plead and reason with people just like you. Begging's good, but reasoning is better. I agree. And in order to make that happen, you out there have to make a contribution, a moral imperative, if you will. And in order to make that contribution, all you have to do, and this is not hard, this is not hard at all, is call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Or go onto the internet and kbo.fm, and bam, there's this beautiful thing, the thing, image. And on the corner, in the right-hand corner, is something called a tip jar?
Yeah.
Tip jar, and you hit the tip jar, and it'll ask you for money.
Yeah, it looks just like a jar.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it have a kind of three-dimensional effect?
It does, yeah.
Well, that's so cool.
I know.
You don't want to miss that.
We'd like to thank, right at this time, Larry from Salem.
Yay, Larry!
Who renewed his membership to KBOO. Susan from Rhododendron up on the mountainside, who is a new member.
Wow.
Welcome to the family, Susan.
Yes.
Don't sit next to Joe at Thanksgiving.
Why?
That's all I'm saying.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
And Roger, I hope I'm reading that correctly, Roger from Portland, who renewed his membership. Thank you all for your ongoing and new support.
You know, this is a thing. I got an email from a very strong supporter who said, why do you guys have to keep asking for money all the time? Well, first of all, we only do this 3 times a year. Second of all, what's the alternative? The alternative would be somehow creating a typical advertising environment where advertisers would in the end end up dominating our shows and end up dominating our programming, and you all would lose this incredibly powerful voice of progressive thought.
That's right. We would have to pause every so often for you to hear a commercial for used cars or for erectile dysfunction medication, and nobody wants that.
What? Erectile dysfunction?
Well, nobody wants that. Yes. No, but also, people don't want to hear commercials on KBOO.
It's true. And this is the alternative. You know, we've toyed with a lot of ideas. A dance-a-thon.
You know, that'd be pretty cool.
A suicide for money.
No, that wouldn't be so good.
Well, the point is there are limited numbers of ways to raise money, and you out there are key to success. And won't you right now, and I, you know, we want to talk a bunch about a media monopoly, but right now, could you give us money by calling 877-500-5266? And remember, every dollar you give is worth two because of a matching grant for $500.
Yeah, eventually we'll reach the place where KABU acquires a monopoly of progressive radio across the globe, at which point perhaps we'll change our model. But for now, we rely on your support. And it's pretty easy. You pick up the telephone, you dial, you talk to one of our attractive operators here at Pledge Central. You arrange a pledge that is acceptable for you, that fits within the confines of your budget. It might be $5 a month. It might be $10 a month. It might be a one-time pledge of $20. It don't matter. We'll take it all. And then you become a member of KBOO, and we get to continue to bring you the sort of incisive analysis and stupid humor that Joe and I are famous for.
We are famous for our silliness. It's true.
And
speaking of silliness, what are we going to do about this late-stage capitalist plan to create...
You said that earlier. I quibble with that term. Why do you call it late-stage capitalism?
Well,
monopolies are nothing. They're not new to capitalism.
No, but the new pattern of monopoly, which is totally unblocked and probably, well, you never know what the future is going to hold, and probably will not be stopped in the way in which it was stopped 100 and some odd years ago, is, you know, that's just not going to happen. In the earlier attack on monopoly, there were magazines that were well read, huge numbers of McClure's and others, that showed what Standard Oil, for example, was up to, and there were incredibly committed. I don't even call them liberals, but committed to the notion of free enterprise capitalism people. People like Mark Twain, who wrote The Golden Age, and others. And because of their efforts, the public opinion was very strongly swayed, and we saw some changes in the presidential races and some changes in the Senate and Congress races. And the result of all that was to put some laws in place that limited monopolies. But all of those laws now are irrelevant because the technologies have outstripped those limits, plus the courts have thrown a bunch of stuff out. The present Supreme Court is extremely reactionary, and it is unlikely to stop this particular merger. Again, what this is about, and it's really, really important, is first of all, NBC merged with Universal, both of which are content providers, right?
This happened a while ago.
This is a while ago.
Several years ago.
Yeah, and now those two are wanting to merge, in fact, are welcome to merge with Comcast, which is the technologies that deliver content to you.
Yes.
And Comcast actually itself is producing content now. So what we have is this merger of both the delivery systems and the content in such a manner that it will dominate your TV sets of programming.
Yeah, and your internet box.
And your internet
box. Which I think is a more profound sort of...
And I think you're right. I think actually when I think about it, one of the things they want to do is end net neutrality, which is the idea that no matter whether it's a small provider or a small message or whatever, it has the same speed as a big, important, quote-unquote, important message from a sponsor. But if you end net neutrality, then the big shots gets higher speed internet provision. The ordinary folks like you and I have to wait in line.
Yeah, and it gets a little more insidious than that, too. Let's say, for example, that Comcast, if we abolish net neutrality, Comcast, with its new monopoly status in the internet provision world, let's say you're a website and you're publishing incisive work about the need to break up companies like Comcast. Well, all of a sudden, you might find that you no longer have access to Comcast's network, or your signal goes so slow as to be virtually unusable by users. I mean, this is what we're talking about here. And this merger, Comcast and Time Warner, is a significant step in that direction.
Yeah, and if unchecked, this pattern will continue on. And when I say late-stage capitalism, this pattern is what I'm talking about. It happens in almost every industry.
Yes, but we've had an awareness of the dangers of monopolies that goes back even to the Roman Empire. Yes, I did a little research. The earliest examples of anti-monopoly law came from the Roman Republic.
Really?
Yeah. They even back then realized that it was dangerous if one player or a small handful of players gained too much power over a given market.
Wow.
Yeah. And there was a time in this country when we, with great vigor, busted up monopolies.
Yeah.
But that hasn't been for some time. In fact, in my lifetime, the last one, the big one that I can remember is the breakup of AT&T.
Right. But that was a fraud also, because it created a bunch of huge companies, among which are the various telephone providers, Verizon, et cetera.
Yes.
And they all functioned just the way AT&T did.
Yes. And AT&T itself has sort of recongealed. Into
right.
a big...
I like recongealed, yeah.
Yes, kind of, gigantic company
kind of,
once again.
Kind of like a nasty, living, ugly thing.
Yes.
An ugly thing. That's very clever, isn't it? Okay, listen, we know that you care about the news. We know you care about music. We know you care about content on all levels. And because we know that, we know that you are going to today, right now, take advantage of the $500 matching grant and make a major, for you, it could be $5 a month, it could be $50 a month, contribution to keep KBOO on the air.
And we're having a matching period right now.
Matching.
Yes.
Matching.
That means $1 magically turns into two.
Right.
Up to a limit of $500, first $500 we raise. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool.
Yeah,
and,
it is really cool.
You don't want to miss that opportunity. So, yes, we have to ask you for money. And, yes, we want to really tell you about the dangers of a monopoly media environment.
Mark and Carol in Portland called up to renew their memberships. They took advantage of this matching opportunity. Good on you, Mark and Carol. Gerald in Portland became a brand new member of KBOO.
Yay.
During this matching period. We love it when our existing members call up and recommit to their commitment. I think I used that
recommit
verb
to the commitment
a little bit too much in that sense, but I think you know where I'm going. They reestablished their commitment to KBOO, and we're grateful for that. But we like new members, maybe even a little bit more.
Well, you know, you're making quite a commitment.
Officially, I'm
you're
not supposed
quite a
to say that,
here. Yes,
but no, we really like new members, and this is a great time to become a new member. Pick up the phone, dial 877-500-5266. Also, if you want to talk about this compelling topic, monopoly capitalism, you can do that too. 503-231-8187 is the number for that.
Yeah, now this issue is really very important. It almost transcends the importance of raising money for KBOO. By the way, Teresa North Bonneville, a new member, has joined, and we have on this matching grant a whole bunch of money to go, $430. We got to get to work.
Yeah.
Woo! Come on.
We've got a phone call. Let's take a phone call.
Yeah.
Who do we have? James, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hey, James. Let's hear why monopolies are good.
Are you kidding me? I advocate for a decentralized economic system which would place control of the industry in the hands of the people.
Wow, we are actually in accord for once, James.
See, what has happened is Big Brother has equated, the way that you guys define capitalism is actually the antithesis of a free market. What you define as capitalism is fascism or corporatism.
So you don't like the word capitalism used in the context of monopolies? Is that the idea?
This is how Big Brother has divided us. See, they tell those of us who advocate for free markets that they equate capitalism with free markets, and they tell those of you on the left they equate capitalism with fascism. Okay, and we aren't talking to one another; we're talking at one another. So we're talking about two different things.
Okay.
I
agree with you, but okay, I understand you. Yes.
You know. Okay. Well, I mean, I've been getting deep into history. I'm reading this book now. It's called The Rise and Fall of the American Whig Party by Michael F. Holt. He's a professor at the University of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an excellent book. It shows how basically the Bank of England or the monarchs of Europe came in, purchased slowly our political class, and created factions dividing our nation slowly over time. They gained pretty much complete control of our government during the Civil War. And what they did is they put forward the robber barons as pawns, if you will.
So you're actually wait a minute. I'm going to make sure I understand you. You're suggesting that European moneyed class people took over the American economy?
No, they took over the political. They took over Congress. They bought Congress.
Congress is owned by European capitalists.
Yes, if you look at it closely. If you look at it closely, I mean, they've waged economic warfare on this nation since its founding. They never quit. They never quit waging war on America. Never. I mean, and the people are completely clueless that they.
Well, I'm completely. Wait a minute. I'm completely clueless because I look at the purchasing of seats in Congress and the process of that historically, and I don't really see that the wicked hand of giant monopoly capital in Europe. I see indeed that there is investment from Europe, but it doesn't seem to have the dominance you're suggesting it has.
Well, that's because they are so powerful.
Well, be patient. Be patient with me because, you know, we disagree anyway, but I think I'm not sure I understand your argument.
This is what I see that they're doing now.
Yeah.
They've moved us to capitalism, as those of you on the left define capitalism. Being that we had a decentralized economic system, they tricked us into accepting capitalism by putting. They put the robber barons forward as pawns, right? And then what they did is they tricked us to giving up our power at the local level by giving them power at the national level by giving them the authority to regulate industry.
Okay, now James, I appreciate your erudition on this subject, but a couple of things that I think our listeners probably need to know and understand is that until 1900, in fact, the Senate of the United States was selected by state legislatures, which seems to me both in essence a decentralization, but also an opportunity for moneyed people to buy the Senate of the United States. Now, when that was undone and we went to direct election of senators, there were certain kinds of changes that took place. Those were done not as a trick. Those were done as a populist improvement, I think, in the process of direct democracy in America. And you're suggesting, if I understand you correctly, that all of this was a vast manipulation by unnamed moneyed classes out of Europe. Is that right?
I am. In fact, I can. The Senate is a good example. What the state governments were viewed as was the wall of protection that.
James, you're going to run out of your space. You want to kind of summarize your position here, because I want to give other people an opportunity.
The senators were supposed to represent the states. That was the goal of senators. When they were directly elected, the senators went to work for the central government, which was controlled by the moneyed elite.
Okay. Okay.
I think we're going to leave it there.
I think we're going to leave it there. And thank you very much. Thanks a lot. I want to remind people that you can call us first of all, I want to remind people about the money.
The money.
The money. Because you know what? One thing I think James and Abe and I agree on is it's all about the money. If you care about the money, if you care about the survival of this progressive radio station, the best in music, the best in public affairs, the best in news programming anywhere in the region, you owe it to yourself as a listener and as a participant in democracy to make a commitment, to make a match that's only, it's $500. you could give us $500, you could give us $100, you could give us $50, you could give us $20. Any amount is more than welcome. Each amount is worth twice what you give. This is the opportunity that you've been waiting for, perhaps, here at KBOO. To do that, all you have to do is call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266, or on the internets,
www.kboo.fm.
Yeah.
There's a tip jar there. You click on it. It's fast. It's easy. It's discreet. It's private. It's fun.
Hardly anyone except the NSA will know you did it.
Hardly anyone except some spooks in a room someplace.
Somewhere.
Will know that you did it.
Somewhere.
Yes.
Yes.
But you can be. You can take pride in being on their list.
Well, and I think it's important. I think it's important to realize that without this station, so many things that happen to oppose the spread of a kind of conservative, I think reactionary, in fact, capitalism, take place. You know, this is the station that fights for the legalization. I don't know if we dare say this, legalization of marijuana. But
yeah, we've been known to fight for that.
Yeah, we've known to fight for that. And, in fact, we're the station that struggles for equality of gender, equality of race, equality of income in the society as a whole. We carry on these struggles year in, year out for what, 46 years now?
That's true. We are the station that calls for investment in education, in infrastructure, for disinvestment in the military-industrial complex, for the creation of a more just, robust, peaceful, and clean world.
Yeah,
that's what we're for here at KBOO.
Yeah, and we are actively struggling in environmental issues. You don't want to lose this voice. This voice has real impact and influence well beyond the number of people who listen on any given day.
That's right.
We are the source of conversations throughout the region. And this is an important role. And in order for it to be carried out, it has to have money to support it. Our staff is very, very small. It's mostly a volunteer organization. It's owned by the members, people like you who make a contribution. This is a significant struggling organization against monopoly. And you, right now, within the sound of our voices, owe it to yourself as well as to the community at large to make a significant contribution while we have this match of $500.
Yes, and as much as we would like to have it otherwise, KBOO exists as part of a modern industrial economy. We have to have money. You know, we can't take chickens. We can't take other forms of barter. It has to be money.
No chickens?
No, we can't. You know, oh. We can't take a chicken and make the station go.
In fact, you know, doctors don't take chickens anymore.
I know.
I mean, it's bad. It's bad.
Hard times, man.
Well,
hard
you
times.
Know, but it's good for the chickens. 877-500-5266.
If you'd like to call and take part in this conversation on this program, 503-231-8187 is the number to call. But that other number, that's the important number.
Yeah, really.
What is that number, Joe?
Oh, that number is 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
Today we are talking about monopolies in the capitalistic system. Joe and I differ a little bit. He calls this a symptom of late-stage capitalism. I say it's always been there. It's only a question of how aggressive we are, the people, in dealing with it that characterizes the times. And these days, we're not very aggressive at all in dealing with it.
Well, in fact, most people don't even pay any attention. If they're delivered a service and they notice that the cost of it keeps going up, I don't know how. I mean, I'm in our household, we use the satellite dish, okay, rather than the Comcast line. But it's all the same. The prices are always reflect the same costs in both cases. And in fact, the ownerships are intertwined in many of these organizations. The other satellite company is, in fact, owned by Murdoch. Of the newspapers and stuff. Yeah.
Of Fox.
Yeah.
That Murdoch.
Yeah, of Fox News, which is the most lying news programming available, which older people listen to and seem to believe in.
Yes, and more they are old. That's how you best characterize them.
Well, perhaps they'll die. Oh, I'm so cruel. So cruel. Hey, listen, folks. Seriously, we come to you three times a year and we ask you for money. And I had a very nice woman email me and say, you know, this is so terrible. Your whole program is taken up with asking for money. Yeah.
It is.
Because three times a year, this is the way we raise. If somebody can think of another way, or if there's a gazillionaire out there who wants to drop a few million on us, we'll stop.
That's right. You know, if somebody out there wants to create an endowed trust fund for KABU, in which from which the interest will fund the operation of the station,
that'd be cool.
That would be very cool. We could go, and then we wouldn't ever have to do this again.
Well, I don't know. I think an important part. This is a very positive thing. Asking you out there, asking listeners to become part of the KABU community, asking you to become members who can vote for the board of directors, who control the agency, really, who control it. Asking you to do that is a way of ensuring that there really is local democracy at KBOO.
I suppose you're right.
Nah, yeah. But on the other hand, you know, a few million dollars in a trust fund wouldn't hurt.
That's true. Yeah, we could use
some more. But that isn't going to happen.
We could use some more gold-plated fixtures in the executive washroom.
Really, you know, the reality is that rich people don't give a lot of money to cable. Exceptions are mildly generous. You know, people who come up with $500 to match, like right now.
Yes,
those are good people, and because they can afford it and because they see the value of it, they do that. Let's hope you out there see the value of KBOO and make a contribution right now to meet that match. Every dollar you give is worth $2 right now. 877-500-5266.
And we toss around the term family when we talk about KABU, but I think it's really a pretty appropriate way to describe what you become a part of when you become a member. Not only, as Joe mentioned, can you take a direct part in the governance and operation of this station, you can help select the members of the KBOO board. You can become a volunteer, and you can participate. You can come in here and get your hands dirty. You can become
part of
the magic. You can cure Joe's cough. But there's also, in addition to the thousands of your fellow KABU members around town, there are a whole bunch of businesses who appreciate what KABU brings to this community and want to be a part of it. And what does that mean? That means when you take your KABU membership card into the offices of a participating business, those businesses will give you discounts on their goods and services simply because they are of a like mind with you in wanting to support this radio station and what it means for this community.
Really. And I just, again, want to remind you that every dollar you put in at this point yields $2.
That's just amazing.
Fact, something's been handed to us. More news, more information.
Coming up this morning on KBOO at 9 on Alternative Radio, we hear from the host of the show, David Barsamian, who spoke in Portland in early December on media consolidation, apropos of today's conversation, Middle East politics and positive developments in the global struggle for justice and democracy. And what's a part of that struggle here in Portland, Joe?
What is a part of that struggle here in Portland?
This radio station right now, which is conveying the melodious tones of my voice to you at this moment.
You have such a melodious voice. I'm sure several people want to reward you for your voice.
I'm sure they do.
For the magic of your inheritance.
At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, both Flashpoints and Stage and Studio are off today. Instead, we'll hear a special program from TUC Radio featuring public banking proponent Ellen Brown on Bypassing Wall Street, a public bank for Mendocino County. Mendocino County, of course, on the beautiful north coast of California.
Yeah, it's known as the Boo Land.
As the Boo Land.
Yeah.
For their outstanding agricultural
products. Yes.
And at 11:30 on Arts Focus, host Joseph Gallivan interviews Dawson Carr of the Portland Art Museum about Venice, the golden age of art and music. All this and more coming up on your, and I emphasize your radio station, KBOO.
Right. Which right now is begging you, whining at you, and arguing for your support. Won't you do that right now? 877-500-5266.
We're talking about monopolies. Specifically, we're talking about...
Well, you and I have an argument going on here.
We do. And I'll get to that in just a moment.
Okay.
We're talking about the pending merger between Comcast, a cable TV and internet service provider, and Time Warner, a content provider, and also an internet and cable service provider in certain markets.
Right.
This merger, which is worth about $42
billion. Wait, $42
billion? $42 billion. And here's the weird part.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how this stuff really works. So if you're a business type person, an economist, and you can call up and explain this to me, that would be very helpful. It is a non-cash deal. It is an entirely a stock-based deal.
Oh, it's a stock-for-stock thing.
Yeah, and I don't understand how that works.
Well, it is stock is for stock.
So how do you so you got to have a bunch of stock and then you swap it for other stock and all of a sudden you've got more stock than you had before? I don't understand.
Each bit of stock is worth a bunch of money.
But there's no money changing hands. Just these stock things. I don't get it. It's all just very arcane to me. If someone could call up and explain that,
well,
I would
be
grateful.
It may be arcane, but it's very real.
503-231-8187. Please educate a poor liberal arts major in how this all works.
I think we have a caller.
Let's go to the phones. Garrett, good morning.
Hi. I've actually been kind of curious if maybe there's some kind of psychological war going on against people, particularly in my generation. I'm about 32. A lot of the people that I've known around my age seem to feel like they're cheating or stealing if they don't buy something from a major corporation, if they get it for free,
really?
Or getting it for next to nothing from, you know, just people passing things around. Like, I remember for a while, people thought that it was stealing in copyright infringement if you sell used tapes and used CDs to a store that then sells those used CDs to other people. Like, you know, the music industry isn't making money off that, so they want to make it illegal.
So you're saying you and your generation have been so thoroughly conditioned by our economic system that they feel it is somehow their duty to hand over their hard-earned money to corporations to buy their products and services?
Instead of getting those same services from, let's say, a public internet utility?
Wow. Now, that, I'd say, is a symptom of late-stage capitalism right there, the complete pacification of a generation of consumers.
Yeah, and I mentioned earlier, but I think really important to remember, European countries, which are, believe me, quite capitalist, have a publicly supported system of internet delivery. And what that means is, like, for example, in France, you have Vonadu, and they are much cheaper. You pay more than the cost of it in terms of real terms, but it's much, much cheaper, and it's much, much faster. The technologies keep becoming better and better under those systems. In the United States, with private enterprise involved, what ends up happening is monopolies dominate the industry of providing internet services or content. And in fact, what really goes on is that it becomes retro. It becomes less and less modern, less and less good. I first discovered this in Europe when I realized that this is way back. This is, you know, 40 years ago. I discovered that their television had a more clear image, that there were more lines of information being delivered on their TV sets than in the United States. This is partially due to the fact they went to TV a little later than us, but also because it is in their interest to deliver the service in a better manner to keep the public who vote not on the television directly, but on the government system, to keep the people pacified and happy with it. In the United States, it's all private enterprise, and private enterprise essentially says what we do and make money on does not really, really matter, except in the sense that we make money on it.
Yeah, I kind of feel that what's happened in my generation is best described as what happens when capitalism metastasizes. I'm pretty sure I mispronounced that.
Metastasizes.
Like metastasizes. Yeah. No, I think that's actually a good analysis.
It is.
Or at least a good analogy. I don't know. analysis.
I really like to thank you, though, for just allowing people like me to come on the air. And like the guy earlier who was talking about old money influencing politics, mm-hmm. even someone as progressive as Tom Hartman might hang up on him saying, you know, this is getting into conspiracy theory and I don't want to do that.
Well, yeah, I don't. And I don't want to do the thing of discussing Hartman, but I do appreciate Hartman's insights, and I also appreciate your call. So we want to hear, thank you a lot, and we want to quickly mention the fact that we hope you and others like you will be giving us a chunk of change. And because it's a matching grant, this is a moment to do it. 877-500-5266.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. If you've been calling in an attempt to renew your membership or become a new member of KBOO and you haven't been able to get through, that's because we've had a stampede of callers, of people wanting to become a member of this wonderful radio station. So please, don't give up. If you can't get through, try again. Chances are you'll be able to get through the second time around.
Or you could go onto the internet.
Yes, no waiting.
Yeah.
www.kboo.fm. So we're talking about the Comcast merger with Time Warner.
Yes.
Which would make it the biggest player in both cable TV and internet provision.
And
in
you
the
know,
United States.
We say it's a done deal, But that doesn't mean that it can't be undone. If hundreds of thousands of Americans complain to the federal communications people, if hundreds of thousands of people complain to their congresspersons, if hundreds of thousands of people complain to the President of the United States, this deal could be undone.
We're talking about internet provision in Europe. On average, I'm reading this from Wired magazine. On average, Western European nations enjoy faster internet speeds, and they pay about half as much as customers in the United States do. And the answer, according to this article, is the government, not subsidization from the government, not taxpayer money going to support the industry, but regulations that encourage more competition in the market.
That's really interesting.
And that's how capitalism is supposed to work.
Yeah, it's what it's supposed to be like.
Yes.
But it ain't.
It ain't.
And that's why I call it late stage, you see. You stepped right into my plot.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, but really, folks, this is an example of, let's not even argue about late stage, whatever. Let's not even argue any of that. Let's simply recognize the fact that what's going on in the United States right now in the communications industry is bad for you as a consumer. It's bad for you if you want to create content. It's bad for you if you want to have a variety of information sources. This is a monopolistic, terribly limiting possibilities in the creation of this vast network that will control the content and the way of delivering information. And this just in. We want to thank we want to thank Lynn, and we want to thank what is this? How do you read that name? Melville? Neville? Oh, who is this writing this stuff?
Melville?
I don't know. Neville. Boy, if we're slaughtering your name, it's totally, what can I say? Tammy, Charlotte, these are all Portland people. In Beaverton, there's Anthony and Crystal in Portland and John in Portland and Coral in Portland and Lorraine in... Okay, what does that say? Yeah, whatever that is.
Lorraine from Oregon City.
Oh, it's Oregon City?
Yes, thank all of you for your contribution to this radio station. We couldn't do it without you, and I mean that literally.
It's
we could not
true.
Do this without you.
If you're confused about all this fundraising, which we do three times a year, it's because we don't have any corporate sponsors. None, zero, none, zilch, not gonna, none, and we don't have any government money. It's weird. State of Oregon gives us zero. The United States gives us zero. They're all zeroing in on us, as it were.
As it were,
such as it is. What we really depend on, in fact, what we really want is people like yourself making a contribution, becoming a member of the KBOO committee, a community, and, in fact, giving you the power to elect our board. Get rid of those board guys. Or let's keep the board guys. You get to do that because you are a part of this community. And it's an empowering event when you make your vote count. And in more than that, the knowledge that you're creating an opportunity to hear the very best in music, the very best in public affairs, and the very best in news broadcasting that the region offers. Nobody else does this. I hate to say this, but I mean literally, no one else does what KBOO does.
It's true.
It's volunteer. The staff is very minimal. The equipment is a little funky, but it reaches you.
It does.
And it's about trying to keep democracy alive in America.
That's kind of grandiose, but I like it.
Well, it is grandiose, but it's true.
I like it.
It's true. Come on. Without this station, so many movements, so many efforts at improvement in our society, so many progressive causes would go wanting. We are a force for good, truly. And we are a force for fairness and justice.
And truth.
Truly. And truth. And the American way.
Just like Superman.
Yeah, just like Superman. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's K-Boo.
Let's go to the phones.
All right.
503-231-8187 if you want to take part in this conversation. Paul, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Oh, before you speak, Paul, I just want to remind people we're talking about what I argue is late-stage capitalism, but which is, in fact, the monopolization of the delivery of services on the Internet and cable TV in the merger of NBC and Comcast. Now, go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
And K-Boo.
And KABU. No, not KABU.
What you didn't mention about KABU is efficiency. What I like, when I work on farms and my income is up and down, and so I don't, like, you know, devote $10 a month or something. I just give at every pledge drive because I never know what the next one brings. And
well, that's good of you.
I've upped my thing every year, and so KABU is really important, and I get a lot for my money from KABU because of people like you who give of yourselves to be there.
Wait a minute. Are you saying I'm not being paid to do this?
Well, you know, I don't get to see the disclosures. But
no, believe me, I don't get paid to do this.
I know. Anyhow, and so that's, hey, look how what I'm getting for my money. It's great. And the people that are paying for cable, they're really getting, and they should start to understand that we really need to work hard to maintain net neutrality, and the answer to all these problems you're talking about, and like late stage capitalism is a term, obviously,
mm-hmm. which Abe and I argue about.
Oh, I'm kind of in between because I'm kind of the pendulum theory. And I think what we want to do is we want to swing away from this current stage of capitalism, but we're never going to be completely free of capitalism. It's not like the entire thing's going to collapse.
Well, now let's be clear. I mean, there's nothing wrong with starting a business,
right,
providing a service or a product that people want and need. I don't want to see the government, I don't want to see it turn into something like the Soviet Union was, where the government produces everything and therefore gives nothing.
Right. But so the solution to this is that every one of us consumers have to work harder. We have to choose our sources. And these big companies, whether it's one of the Koch brothers companies, you don't buy their toilet paper, or whether it's these media companies, don't buy their product. Find the sources on the internet or on the radio like KABU.
You vote with your dollars.
Right, exactly. And the best source on this, you're familiar with Richard Wolff?
Yes. Yeah.
We need to be building local communities, and we need to start being able to have an economic system where those communities are able to supply all of our needs.
Well, that would be ideal, and it's certainly a value to strive for, and it's certainly something that can be at least in part accomplished. And I think what you're saying, if I understand you correctly, is that an early part of that is an independent media like KBOO.
Yes.
Well, listen, I want to thank you a whole bunch for your call and your support.
Yeah, well, you guys do a great job. I'm getting a lot for my money. I'm real happy to listen and have fun.
Well, thank you. We'll do our best to continue to give you what you're paying
for. You know,
we're
moving into the silly time now.
We are.
We have to. We have to start.
Oh, I better get out of here then.
Yeah, better scatter. We are really concerned because we know how important this station is to you out there. We want you to know how important it is to us to make a contribution to the station. It doesn't matter how much. Well, it does. The more, the better. I'm lying, as usual. But the fact of the matter is that your contributions, whether it's $5 a month or $5 period or $100 or, hey, would it be $1,000? Every time you contribute to this station, you strengthen the power of progressive radio.
Now, the caller mentioned a very important concept, and I think it's one that applies to the conversation we're having on the show today, and it applies really to all phases of one's life. You vote with your dollars. Every time you spend money, you are making a values-laden decision. You
really
are deciding to support or not support a given system of production or a given type of service, and how and where you decide to spend your money is an enormously, enormously powerful decision. That's why deciding to become a member of KABU is more than it might appear to be at first. Yes, it allows you to support this radio station, and it allows you to continue to benefit from the news and public affairs programming and incredibly diverse musical programming that we offer, but it also supports an alternative to the profit-driven media machine that more often obfuscates the truth than delivers the truth to you.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of so-called public broadcasting really turns out to be a part of the establishment rather than a part of a progressive effort to make change, positive change in our society. I want to remind you of the number because we haven't said it recently. In order to make a call to support KBOO and to reach the matching grant of $500, what we need you to do is call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. You'll meet one of our incredible staff people. Now, you'll have to keep, or volunteers, pardon me, you have to keep calling perhaps because people are responding well. And then when you hear the voice of our staff person or our volunteer, it gives you an opportunity to say how much you can afford to give, set up a way of giving. It could come out of your bank account. You'll never notice it, never feel it. Or it can be just a direct check or whatever. And that act reaffirms your commitment to an independent progressive radio station.
503-231-8187 is the number to call and take part in this conversation on monopoly capitalism now on this show.
Yeah.
But I encourage you first to dial a different number, 877-500-5266, and become a member of KBOO.
Or KBOO.fm, you know, on the internets.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Steve, let's go to the phones. Sean, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm driving a truck. It might be hard to hear me. I just want to help people get rid of Comcast and use the extra money to join KBOO. And if you donate, you get that Tor browser flash gig. That's really important when you're browsing the internet. I just wanted to remind people of that. But right now, I'm just paying $30 a month for Frontier Fios, and then I use Project Free .tv, and you can watch all the new television shows. Also, for streaming live sports, you can watch ATDHE, and that's .eu.
Mm-hmm.
And then also for the latest movies, these are all like streaming sites. They're not supposed like downloading torrents.
Right.
Also, PutLocker, P-U-T, Locker, L-O-C-K-E-R. .com, and that's it.
Hey, literally, I thank you for that information. It's always useful to out with the man.
Yeah, go KBOO, down with Comcast.
All right, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
Wow. See, what we're talking about today, our ostensible construct here, is really a discussion of the advancement of monopoly capital in America through the control of the delivery system, the cable system, and the content, which is, you know, which is going to happen to a great extent if NBC, Universal, ends up merging with Comcast and with Time Warner into a one big glob of control over media content and delivery. And you out there can see how that would be kind of crushing and disappointing. And we believe very strongly that your support for KBOO helps to keep that from being a reality. Again, we want to remind you, 877-500-5266 gets the job done. We have callers.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Dan, good morning. What's on your
Hi,
mind?
Dan.
Hi.
Hey.
I absolutely agree with you guys on Comcast and what's going on.
Uh-huh.
But I, in the spirit of thinking globally and acting locally, I don't want to leave out Intel, you know, our favorite local monopoly. 80% of a world market in what they do. And also, things like strategic investment program is exposed by Osberg, how they throw their weight around and get tax breaks that is made up by the public because of growth issues and infrastructure needs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a perfect example. You know, $50 billion a year is pretty good revenue.
Yeah, I would I would take
Not
that.
Bad. Not bad.
And
hey.
So it's happening right here. I would also include maybe Nike. They're not quite, but they can write their own laws, as they've just done.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing it right here also. And they do buy companies and settle antitrust suits, you know,
sure.
Quiet settlements, so we don't hear about your cost of doing business. So I agree. It's Comcast going on right now is huge, and I don't see how they can push this thing through, really. But,
well, they push it through because most people don't know about it, and most people who do know about it don't really complain.
Well, I'm complaining right now.
Okay, man. I really appreciate your call. I want to give some others an opportunity, and also we got to beg for some more money.
Go ahead.
Hey, thanks a lot.
I just donated.
Yeah, no, really.
877-500-5266. Do it. You've
eight,
got a
877-500
matching period.
877-500-5266. We'll see you next week.
From those nads to Tiananmen Square, it's coming from a feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA.
Are we asking enough regular, ordinary black Portlanders what do they want here in the city of Portland? Listen to the word on the streets from black Portlanders around the city give commentary about their experiences growing up in Portland or making Portland their home and building new opportunities in a two-part special programming series called Ear to the Streets of Portland, What Do the Regular Citizens Want? That's Thursday, February 20th and 27th at 7 o'clock p.m. There's a strong history when it comes to the African Americans of Portland, and hear what actions people want for changes towards prosperity, stronger communities, and what it's going to take to heal from past pains. That's Thursday, February 20th and 27th at 7 o'clock p.m. right here on your community radio station, KBOO 90.7 FM, and online at kboo.fm.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. It's a minute to 9 o'clock. Here's what's coming up this morning on KBOO. First, on Alternative Radio, we hear from the host of the show, David Barsamian, who spoke in Portland in early December on media consolidation, Middle East politics, and positive developments in the global struggle for justice and democracy. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, both Flashpoints and Stage and Studio are off today. Instead, we'll hear a special program from TUC Radio featuring public banking proponent Ellen Brown on Bypassing Wall Street, a public bank for Mendocino County. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, host Joseph Gallivan interviews Dawson Carr of the Portland Art Museum about Venice, the golden age of art and music. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Redirect Guide, committing to promoting progressive regional businesses based on, upon the values of sustainability, localism, and social justice. Complete business directory and resource guide at redirectguide.com. Today is a membership drive special. We present a locally recorded program featuring alternative radio host David Barsamian. David Barsamian is one of America's most tireless and wide-ranging investigative journalists. He has altered the independent media landscape, both with his weekly radio show, Alternative Radio, now in its 28th year, and his books with Noam Chomsky, Iqbal Ahmed, Howard Zinn, Tariq Ali, Arundhati Roy, and Edward Said. His latest book of interviews with Noam Chomsky is Power Systems, Conversations on Global Democratic Uprisings and the New Challenges to U.S. Empire. David Barsamian is the winner of the Media Education Award, the ACLU's Upton Sinclair Award for Independent Journalism, and the Cultural Freedom Fellowship from Lannan Foundation. The Institute for Alternative Journalism named him one of its top 10 media heroes. He spoke at the Peace House in Portland in early December.
My heart is warmed by the turnout here. And once again, I'm reminded of what Margaret Mead said many years ago about how social change happens. It's always a small group of committed people who get together and make it happen. And that's been the story of KBOO's history for lo these many decades, and the history of KGNU in Boulder, and WORT in Madison, and WMNF in Tampa, St. Pete, and all of the other independent community radio stations around the country. So the trials and tribulations, I know that they don't happen at KBOO, but it's a given, but they do happen in other places as well, because where you have this kind of energy, occasionally there occasionally there's conflict. But the thing is to find common ground, to nurture this incredible resource that you have, that can be such a power for information and, if I could use such a term, as enlightenment, that we've got to, you know, overcome these sectarian kind of clashes for the greater good, for the common good. And KABU is one of the best community radio stations in the country, with all of its freight and baggage that, you know, I'm not going to go into because I don't know the details. You know about them. But it's so important that we have these electronic nodes of audio independence that link people together, because part of the kind of unstated strategy of power elites everywhere is to separate people, to atomize them, to keep them focused on the latest Kardashian divorce or marriage, or you know, what's happened to Britney Spears' career, and you know, will Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie stay together, and what about Miley Cyrus and Hannah Montana, and what's happened to her? Indeed, I'm going to devote several programs to this. Investigative programs based on documents made available to me from WikiLeaks. Stay tuned to KABU for that breaking news story. Well, I'm glad you're laughing, because wait until you hear what I have to say. Oh, all right, now don't get too excited. I'm just taking this off. It's already getting warm up here under the Klieg lights. One of my mentors was Howard Zinn, and from Howard Zinn I learned many things, but particularly injecting humor and levity in discussions like this. And so some years ago, I invented a character. Some of you may be familiar with him. He's a very well-known journalist. His name is Dick Veneer. And Dick is in the house. We interrupt this program from the Peace House in Portland to bring you this breaking news story from TIBC, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation, from our secret underground location in Area 51 in Roswell, New Mexico. I'm Dick Veneer, your glib and banal anchor of Facade News, the 24/7 newscast dedicated to keeping you in the dark. We go straight to the surface of a story and we stay there. No one can challenge our in-shallow reporting. We're inspired by the highest ideals of journalism. We deceive, you believe.